Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CST Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I know yesterday I told you we were going to have a guest, but that has changed, and we are going to do Free for All Friday all show long. 877-895-5410. I had some news here, and I'm trying to pull it out. I think I already just buried it. But one thing that really shocked me that came across the news today, or at least I saw it this morning, is that Sheriff Clark has resigned as the county sheriff in Milwaukee. Now, we wonder why, because he's not giving a reason. We know earlier in the year, now if he'd have done this a few months ago, I would have been expecting it. But we know earlier in the year that he was up for an appointment with the president for Homeland Security, for a Homeland Security position. But he removed his name from that. However, do you think that maybe they're going to reconsider? He's reconsidered that, and he's going to go do something like that. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. Not trying to create fake news, just trying to figure out what's going on. I have mixed feelings about him resigning because I think Milwaukee needs a county sheriff such as Sheriff David Clark. I started to say Richard Mack. But we know he's a good man. He's a tough guy. And if he would be in Homeland Security, right now we have Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Elaine Duke. So they don't have anyone in that right now. Would he be considered to be the head of Homeland Security? I don't know. But it shocked me that he's resigned, and I don't know how you feel about that, but to me that was kind of a shocker. Also, this is something good that's happened, and that is that President Donald Trump is cutting the advertising for the national health care called Obamacare by 90%. So they were spending several million dollars on that, and now they're going to be spending only one. And let's see, this says in 2015 the agency spent $51.2 million, and 9.6 million Americans bought the policies. Officials stressed that there was a 42% decline in the first-time enrollees. Well, of course it would be, you know, if they had already enrolled, but they the administration will spend $10 million on promotions during open enrollment season this fall compared to $100 million a year ago. So that's quite a cut. Would like to see it cut a little bit more. I don't know why we need to advertise it, but anyway. That is something good that's coming down the pike. I have an article here that I also found to be kind of interesting. I'm trying to dig them all out. I've got too many things going on here. And that is from the Daily Caller. The holy grail of Trumpism is not corporate tax cuts. Now, this is written by Scott Greer. And like I said, it's for the Daily Caller. And what it would appear, how it appears to me, and apparently to this guy that wrote this article, is the Republican Party is trying to make Trumpism's holy grail the tax reform or tax cuts. Now, it says in here that, that the Republican establishment for years, that's what they've stood on. It says tax cuts are pretty much the issue that has defined the Republican establishment for years. It's an idea that carries a lot of appeal. You know, we all want our taxes cut. But many of the proposals associated with the measure come out to helping the wealthiest at the expense of the rest of society. It usually is a didn't really help us that much kind of deal. But the Republicans stand on that because they're for us, you know. Contrary to the populist nature of Trumpism, some of these 1% friendly tax ideas are coming to the forefront in drafting tax reform. It was reported last week that some Republicans are mulling tax workers' 401ks in order to offset massive cuts to the corporate tax rate, an idea that literally takes money away from average Joes to help the CEOs. I talked about this in the show prior to this show that I do on shortwave. This is something that I am of deep concern about. The Republican Party has been anti-Trump, with the exception of just a few. But they're going to get all on board for this because this is something that, they think defines them. So they're going to get on board with this. They're going to ignore the other things that the American people actually elected him for. Not that we didn't want tax reform and tax cuts. We do. But they're going to make this the forefront. Instead of immigration, instead of a wall, instead of a better idea for health care, instead of any of those things. It says, with Steve Bannon and other Trumpists out of the White House, there's the reasonable worry among the president's longest supporters that he may transition a more establishment agenda. I think I'm a little concerned about that as well. He was elected because he was not establishment. We ignored the fact that he was a rich guy. We ignored all of that, and we listened to his words, and we were hoping that he wouldn't be like another politician and speaking untruth to the people. It says, it may seem like Trumpism has all but disappeared from the White House, if not for the man occupying the Oval Office himself. Trump still sticks to his instincts and disregards the counsel of his moderate advisors, such as his defense of Confederate statues. But those instincts alone are not enough for him to push a legislative agenda in line with his base. As previously noted, it says here that Trump is in desperate need of a major legislative victory. If he can get a tax reform passed that rewards the middle and working class without catering too much to corporate interests, then it will be a success. I thought this was kind of timely since we're going into Labor Day, because it is the working man, it is the working woman, it is the average American out here that is footing the bill for everything. And how dare Congress want to get into your 401ks? How dare they? I have an article here on that. But it's House Resolution 835. So you might want to just look that up. House Resolution 835. It's real, people. It's real. They cannot think of enough ways to take money from you. Whether it's in taxes, whether it's in what they call permits, licenses, fees, all of these things are taxes. I have another article here that just at the top of the head of the article, it talks about the Americans spend more on taxes. Now, are you sitting down? Maybe you realize this in your own little home, in your own little community. Americans spend more on taxes than food and clothing combined. What do you think that says? I think that says we're enslaved to big government, and they can't get enough of our money. So how long do you have to work to get that food and clothing? Because the rest of it all goes to the government, which is supposed to be you and me. This is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome. It's free for all Friday at 877-895-5410. I apologize. I didn't have my little poem out, and I don't have it memorized. But 877-895-5410. You know I deny very seldom, and I think the world of you. So give me a call. What is on your mind? We're heading into Labor Day weekend. I have a special show coming up on Monday that I hope you tune in. I think you'll enjoy. I'll learn a little bit about Labor Day and get a little encouragement. We have seen a lot of the rioting and a lot of the violence. And we've heard the other side, both sides, fighting one another. But you can't shame somebody and persuade them to your side. You can't just point your finger and say, shame, shame, shame. Everybody knows your name. That's what we used to say. You have to educate them. You have to educate and activate. Logic, not lies. And truth and reason and personal involvement. This is an article coming out of FEE, and I have really enjoyed some of their articles. And it says, they're calling it Learn Liberty is who writes this. Shaming is the worst way to persuade someone. Social psychology tells us persuasion happens one of two ways, centrally and peripherally. The central route to persuasion uses reasoning and arguments, getting someone to think deeply about an issue if they are paying attention and they have something at stake, you might, just might, persuade them. The peripheral route is less ideal. It skips reason and relies on superficial cues to do its job. For example, it might make real appeals to popularity or authority. Now, we talked yesterday about the professor that had the paper, and he had several professors sign it, both liberal and conservative, about not falling into group thinking. Don't just think like the group because that's the way you should be. It's their way or the highway. And that goes for both sides, right and left. Now, among many issues, I believe that the American Republic, Constitutional Republic, we the people, have compromised too much and have lost some of our liberties. And we've given up independence. And we seem to fail to understand the deep feelings of worth that we receive from our labors. To labor and accomplish something. Rioting in the streets while you're getting attention. Peaceful protests are okay. Rioting and looting, damaging property, fist fights, clubbing one another, running them down with cars is not going to persuade someone to come to your way of thinking, because your way of thinking, the way you're doing it, is wrong. Not necessarily the idea you have is totally wrong, although I don't agree with them. Trying to persuade me to come to their side, to the dark side, through violence is not going to persuade me. It's going to turn me away. So what we're seeing in that realm of the rioting with Antifa is not going to persuade people to come to their direction, to come to their way of thinking. On the other hand, what we have seen across this great nation this week with the tragedy, the devastation, and it's continuing, and it will for a long time, in Texas and Louisiana over the Hurricane Harvey. What we have seen with Americans stepping up and helping one another has just been amazing to me. The hearts of neighbors helping neighbors. It showed yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, I'm kind of lost in my week this week, but it showed the police of the community taking food, pizzas and water and such to some in the community that did not leave. They did not leave their homes yet, but they have no way of getting out to get food. So they're bringing it to them. Isn't that amazing? They're not condemning them for not leaving. They're just bringing them some food, some pizza, whatever it is they're bringing. They had pizzas that night to help them so they don't starve, don't get cranky. And I reported yesterday about another individual that is guarding. He stayed, and he's guarding the neighborhood, guarding the businesses, because bad guys will always exist, and they're in there looting, thieving whatever they can possibly pick up, taking advantage of those who are in a dire strait with this weather, with the flooding. America are the generous people who help their neighbors. We're not the rioters in the streets running each other down with cars. That's not who we are. That's a very minority group. And I'm talking about numbers as a representing of the American people as a whole. The American people are always known for their generosity when tragedy hits. Wouldn't it be nice if Christmas was every day? We always seem to want to give at Christmas, but what if Christmas was every day? This is Free for All Friday. What are your thoughts today at 877-895-5410? That's 877-895-5410. Well, Comey drafted a statement clearing Hillary before interviewing key witnesses. That came out yesterday. Do you think Comey's in trouble? Somebody last night, I believe it was Jay Sekulow, said he better get him a good lawyer. I don't know. He seems to have one, and Mueller's fighting for him pretty hard. But he'd already made up his mind before he ever interviewed anybody. Does that tell you how deep the corruption is running in this nation? And a judge ordered the FBI to make details of Clinton's email probe public. A federal judge, ordered the FBI yesterday to publicly release previously unseen documents related to the investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of private email server. The U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg ordered the FBI to produce uncensored court documents describing the grand jury subpoenas issued to force Clinton's internet service providers to turn over information related to her private server use. The ruling was made in response to a motion filed in June as a part of a suit Cause of Action Institute and Judicial Watch. These organizations claim the Department of State violated the Federal Records Act by failing to maintain records related to Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information. It doesn't seem to ever go away. It doesn't seem to ever stop. Will we ever, as a people, have justice for the corruption that's coming out of D.C.? And it's not just in the Democrat Party. It's in the Republican Party as well. Why do you think these folks go up to D.C.? And possibly they make a nice living where they're at. I mean, they're all lawyers. Possibly they're making a nice living. Not all of them. Some of them were doctors. Some of them are other things. But once they get into D.C., they become multimillionaires. Why do you think that is? And now they want to tax your 401ks to make up for the tax cuts they might give you somewhere else. Interesting, don't you think? Interesting. Will we ever find justice as we the people? Can we ever get back to constitutional truths in this land? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. When we come back, I want to bring you another Labor Day poem. I usually share one with you every year, and I want to share this one. I might have shared this one before, but I think it will give us a boost of go get them. 877-895-5410. Free for all Friday, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Yesterday, I put a question out to you. Who's the cause of violence and division in this nation? Now, remember, I had a little article from Newsmax, and they were quoting a Fox News poll that says 56% of Americans think President Donald Trump is tearing this country apart. Okay? It goes on to say 70% of those surveyed believe Trump has more contempt for the media than he does for white supremacists. 55% of voters disapprove of the job the president is doing. Trump has lost the most ground with conservatives, and he is down by 7 percentage points in approval ratings among that crowd. 42% of voters think Trump has not been tough enough on North Korea. 56% think, as I said earlier, that Trump does not respect racial minorities. And only 35% approve of his response in the events of Charlottesville. There's another one here that I have from the Daily Signal. That one was coming from the Daily Caller. That one was from Newsmax, and they were quoting Fox News. It says nearly half of the country believes the news media poses an equal or greater threat to the nation as white supremacists, according to a new Fox News poll. And that was Wednesday. So here's one with a different opinion, and here's this one. It says the poll found that 47% of registered voters think white supremacists are a greater threat,
40% think the news media is, and 9% believe both are equal threats. You know, they didn't ask me. I think that the republic that has lost touch is the reason we're seeing all these symptoms across this nation. How many people do you know in your neighborhood, in your community, in your church, in your clubs, wherever, whatever it is you do, in your business, that really know the Constitution and understand what liberty and independence is all about? Why do we have people in the streets screaming for the government to help them? Why would you ever believe that D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, becoming millionaires, care about you and your community? Why do we keep electing them? Presidents come and presidents go. Congress stays. So who do you think is truly the thief in the night of your liberty and your independence? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We keep electing these people. We have that here in Missouri, and I know you have it there in the state that you're listening in, that you live in. We have two senators just keep getting reelected. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. They just keep getting elected over and over and over again. And they're doing the bidding of big government. They're not doing the bidding of Missourians. Oh, they like to tell you they are, but they're not. Well, in response to this, and another person that he communicates with, yesterday after the show, I received this, and I wanted to share it with you today. The country is very often divided on issues for two major reasons. One, almost no American reads, understands, or follows the U.S. Constitution anymore. The two major political parties find it advantageous to keep Americans bickering and divided. It's the old us-against-them game, which is very easy to keep going when almost nobody knows what is actually a federal responsibility, what government powers are supposed to be retained solely by the states, and what individual rights are supposed to remain untouched, unalienable. In other words, what is the government allowed to do for its citizens or to them, he says, just who is supposed to do it, and what are they absolutely forbidden to do? This is from a man who listens to the show in Wisconsin. The dividing lines are now so blurred and convoluted that almost every citizen has different expectations of government. Half of the citizens think they are being imposed upon. The other half thinks that they are getting the short end of the stick. And perceived, aggrieved factions may change from one day to the next, depending upon the issue. All because they don't understand the rules that are supposed to assign different government functions, or the rules that have been put in place to strictly limit the government. And because the political parties tell all of them something else, aided and abetted by the actions or inactions of the press. They tell their particular favored action constituents what they want to hear, rather than what is or what should be or what is allowed under the rule book, being the Constitution. He goes on to say, as I said, it's a political game that's intended to retain and expand the power of the parties, with each political party taking turns or jousting to see if they can garner the most power, often to the detriment of the citizens. The longer it continues, the more the country will be divided. What we're seeing happening across this great land the arguments that we hear politically, those are because we the people, the republic, aren't educated with our Constitution. We've lost that spirit of independence, and we don't seem to know who's responsible for what and which and whom. From individual responsibility and sovereignty to your community or county to the state. And the very least of these is supposed to be D.C. Federal government doesn't rule over us. They do, but according to the Constitution, they're not supposed to rule over the people. They're supposed to take care of the states united, meaning the currency, the economy, the borders. They're not doing that which they were assigned to do, and they are trying to do all that they are not assigned to do. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you have a right to health insurance and the government should provide it. When did we begin to think like that? Why did we begin to think like that? We've been manipulated. There is no doubt about that. We have been manipulated. We've been lied to. We've been deceived. But it's easier to do that to a people who don't know their rights, who don't know the Constitution. Read your Constitution, read your Bill of Rights, and go back and read the Declaration of Independence. I think you'll be surprised at what you learn, or relearn, or just get a booster shot. I think we all need that. I know I need that. We're going into another break. It'll be the final segment of today's show, and I promise I will share this poem with you that I hope will encourage you as we head into a Labor Day weekend. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. I think you all are already spending time in Labor Day and resting, and maybe you're traveling, and that's a good thing. I'm okay with that. But the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have a story here that kind of piqued my interest. We have seen so much of the destroying of the monuments and people wanting to blow up Mount Rushmore and other things that we have seen and heard. And that's kind of gone silent since Hurricane Harvey. But in an interview, it says Barstool Sports, for their Pardon My Take podcast, retired sports announcer Brent Musburger said he was very upset about the controversy surrounding the University of Southern California's horse mascot. Now, their mascot is the Trojan horse. So I had to go look it up because I wasn't familiar with all these things. I know what the Trojan horse is. Well, it's considered white supremacist. And so they're wanting to do away with the mascot. He thinks they've just pushed it too far. The USC, which is a student group, says their Trojan horse mascot is racist and it symbolizes white supremacy. Everything seems to symbolize white supremacy. I don't see it that way, but I guess I'm a white girl, so I don't see it that way. The Trojan horse I see is a time, and it was two whites. They were fighting. Two groups. And they bring in the Trojan horse, and they're hiding in the Trojan horse. They claim to have, if you remember the story, and I'm doing a really brief synopsis of it, they let them all party and get drunk, and then they brought in the horse, and they were inside the horse, and of course they won the battle. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind, Kevin? Thank you for your letters and your help with the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, did you get that recipe for the salmon?
I did. I've got it on my desk. I haven't made it yet, but I did get it.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
We can never get around to everything.
Well, I don't have much cooking time in me lately, so, but I've got it, and I've got it on my desk, and it's on a really, that's a heavy-duty card, so it's,
oh,
I've got it.
That's the box for the salmon. That was the outside package. I just turned it inside out.
Well, I assume that's what it was. But that was,
yeah.
For the listeners, that was for salmon pizza.
that he claims is the best in the West, best everywhere, and so I'm going to have to figure out how to make that salmon pizza. Go ahead, Kevin.
My niece is in Yokosuka, Japan.
Oh.
She had one of those, that rockets, you know, that last rocket that fly over her. And her husband's on the McCain. He's sitting in Singapore right now.
But he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay, but he's sure a sad man. With 10 of his comrades dead.
Yeah. Yes. You know?
It gets pretty serious when you start thinking about it. My brother was in Signal for a whole career in the Navy, and he's telling me the personnel are really in bad shape. Our Navy is not in good shape.
Well, we kind of see that with the
he ran those waters for over 10 years,
mm.
the South Pacific down there, on the Signal Bridge, and he's not liking what he sees. But I hope our prayers are with those people.
Absolutely.
In this Labor Day weekend.
Absolutely.
And our prayers are with our people that want to labor. And just mm-hmm. be good Christian people.
Absolutely. Watch out for the Navy.
I want to say thank you for all you're doing. Your broadcast isn't good today on shortwave.
It's not good. Okay. You might have to cue.
Not today.
All right. You might have to cue in on the internet then.
God bless you.
Kevin, I appreciate it. I appreciate the donations you send in. They are muchly, muchly needed. I thank you so much.
Oh, it's the way it is. God bless you.
God bless you. We have Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, kiddo, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, you was trying to figure out when this thing that everybody came to, nobody reads the Constitution anymore, stuff like that. I say 1913 with the creation of the Fed and the IRS. And then you got to remember the Fed came around, and then you had the Roaring Twenties, which was the boom created by the Fed. And then the bust during the Depression. And then the country's so-called savior came in, FDR, and started the Raw Deal, or the New Deal as it was known. And people became dependent on government. And you scoot ahead a couple of years, and you have Johnson's Great Society, and that really expounded upon it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that war on poverty has worked out real well, hasn't it?
Exactly, and I think that's the problem. Like you said, I talk to people, and I read the Constitution very much, okay? And I can quote you parts of it verbatim with no problem, but I also know what it means, you know, quoting it verbatim and not knowing what it means.
It's not really complicated.
No, it's not. And you know how many people I get tell me, I don't want to hear that crap, and use another word, okay? I don't want to hear it. So what? Who cares? You know, I got mine, whatever. You know what I mean? And that's the problem. Ignorance, I've said it before, ignorance and apathy is what's destroying this country.
It absolutely
is. And it continues on.
We can blame all those that are in charge, but we're the ones that put them there.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I tell people, they say, well, you know, how did this happen? I said, go upstairs, look in the mirror, and that's how it happened.
All right. I'm going to have to let you go. I got another caller. Everybody waited till the last segment to call. So I'm going to have to let you go.
All right.
Happy Labor Day. We have Laura from Missouri. You know, Laura, I think nobody wants to hear my poem. Everybody wait till the last segment to call. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. And what I wanted to say, it goes back farther than 1913. It goes back to 1871. And everybody really needs to go and read the Organic Act of 1871, which changed us from the Organic Constitution to the corporate constitution of the United States.
Yes, when they incorporated.
And when they capitalized everything. It became the United States of America, all capital letters.
They act
as our government. They are not our government because it's a big corporation. That's how everybody has been elected since that time. They are just CEOs of the corporation, and we have lost our rights to redress Congress.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to let you go because we're just about out of time. Laura, thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Somebody said it couldn't be done, but he, with a chuckle, replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with the trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hit it. He started to sing, and he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. You just take off your coat and go to it. Just start to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it. We can do it. That was just part of the poem I was going to bring to you. I ran out of time. We can do it. We, the people, can do it. We can bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.